For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, if you had any doubts that the Miami Dolphins are going all in the short term to become a championship contender, you can throw those doubts out the window. Blockbuster trade has happened, my friends. I'm Alex Dono alongside former Miami Dolphin Troy Stradford. Troy, this is not even where it stops because the Dolphins now have their backup quarterback for next year. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the slightly bigger move. The Miami Dolphins have acquired six-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, it's a lot of Pro Bowls.
That's a lot. Good grief. I did not realize that. I've been reading all the information. I didn't come across that line. So six-time Pro Bowl. All right, let's do this.
You know, we saw over the past week some of the moves the Dolphins have made, restructuring contracts, making releases, like they informed Byron Jones last week that he's going to be cut. You know, it's happening, but it's officially going to go down as a post-June 1st cut. And obviously, it makes sense to replace Byron Jones, and they've gotten somebody better than Byron Jones, Troy. And that's even assuming Jones is ever going to be healthy again, because he talks about not being able to run or jump. Jalen Ramsey, 28 years old, he can still run and jump, and now he's a Miami Dolphin. You pair him up with Xavien Howard. I look at what the Dolphins now have on the boundary at both sides of the football, right? You have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on offense, one of the top wide receiver duos in the National Football League, maybe the top wide receiver duo in the league. And now you've got arguably the best cornerback duo in the league on the back end with Xavien Howard and Jalen Ramsey. So this, you know, I know everyone's going to say, well, the quarterback, what's going on with Tua? But you know what else, Troy? You've got your quarterback on a rookie contract, which means you can afford to go out there and spend money at other positions like this. And that rookie contract quarterback, who the Dolphins have, by the way, since we last spoke, they've decided to pick up his fifth-year option, which I absolutely think is the right move because he's going to be a bargain at $23 million in 2024. So now if that quarterback can stay healthy, you've got a team, to me, that looks good enough to compete for a Super Bowl.
And the key word you mentioned a couple of times is you got to stay healthy. Like, this comes down to the Miami Dolphins being healthy at the quarterback position and now being healthy on the back end, on the defensive end of this football team. Because, you know, we talked about this a couple of times, and I mentioned how going into last season, I thought the strength of the Miami Dolphins defense was going to be the secondary, and the secondary fell apart. I didn't think that Xavien Howard was healthy all season long, and then Jones went down. So now you don't have the tandem that you were building that on. The defensive front for the Miami Dolphins, they became – the strength of that football team, and now you have that strength. You bring in Ramsey to play opposite Xavien Howard, and all of a sudden you're sitting there saying, this is a pretty damn good-looking defense that the Miami Dolphins has put out there. So Xavien Howard has to stay healthy, and now Rose has to stay
Ramsey.
Ramsey has to stay healthy, and if they stay healthy – along with everyone else on the team, if they all stay healthy, you're talking about something very special that could form down here for the Miami Dolphins. Because let's make no mistake about this. They are inside their window, right?
Yeah.
The window does not stay open long for any professional franchise. And so this is the opportunity for the Miami Dolphins to go out there and get it. And it's nice to see as a fan base, and I'm sure it's nice to see it as a part of the team, that they are going out there, bringing in the guys that they believe, the pieces that they believe will make them a Super Bowl contender. And I did say Super Bowl contender, so I really like the move. Now, what we will get out of Ramsey and Xavier Howard, what style defense will they play? Will they be in man press all the time? I don't think so. I think that, you know, both of those cornerbacks are getting up there in age. And it's funny, we say that the age of 28, 29, which Ramsey is going to be. But that's the sports life. That window is very short. So I don't know if we'll see them in press coverage. But let me tell you this, it will give quarterbacks something to think about every time they go up to snap the football. How the hell or where the hell do I want to throw this football?
You know, when I think about what the Dolphins are building, doesn't this remind you a little bit of the Seattle Seahawks a little over a decade ago? Because you talked about the window, right? When they had Russell Wilson on a rookie contract, had the Legion of Boom. You know, they had the incredible running game that they had at that time with Marshawn Lynch. You know, Dolphins don't have a prime Marshawn Lynch right now, but we'll see. There's free agency just open up. There's plenty of time to go there. But, you know, you can take it when you have a very capable, if not very good, quarterback like Tua, who's still young on the rookie deal, so you can surround him with so many expensive pieces. Obviously, you still need to really shore up that offensive line, which is, you know, the next thing the Dolphins are going to be working on here throughout free agency and the draft. But you could have a scenario similar to what the Seattle Seahawks had, where you're able, you know, to win with Tua the same way they were able to win with Russ, taking advantage of the rookie deal, because you can spend so much money in so many other positions.
Absolutely, and that's how football has been designed now. Once your quarterback becomes a veteran and he has played well for 4, 5, 6 years, all of a sudden he's going to command outrageous amounts of money, and that is going to prevent you from spending money elsewhere, completing the football team. So the Miami Dolphins got to get it while they could get it. Absolutely. They, like you said, they picked up the fifth-year option on Tua. Okay, smart deal. They're not going long term with him. Tua has to prove to all of us, well, in more blunt terms, he got to prove to the organization that he could stay healthy and he could play an entire football season. I still doubt that. You know, most quarterbacks, I don't care how healthy you are, you come across 1 or 2 weeks where you're just banged up and you can't go. As long as he stays away from the concussions or something serious, Miami Dolphins should be in business.
And we know we're going to circle back to Ramsey. Don't worry. We're not done talking about Jalen Ramsey, but let's talk about Mike White, because the Dolphins, they've got Tua's backup quarterback. I'm happy that it's not Teddy Bridgewater, because I thought he failed his 1 year audition last year. You know, I'm happy that they're not bringing him back, because his number one job was to be healthy when Tua wasn't, and he failed that part of his audition last year. So Mike White, who's a South Florida native, former New York Jet, is now going to be a Miami Dolphin. And I'm a little skeptical here, Troy. I know some close friends of mine are actually really happy about this White signing. But, you know, this is a pretty powerful tweet from Barry Jackson, who shows you some of the numbers here. He says, new Dolphins backup quarterback Mike White, who's 2-5 as a starter in his career, had one exceptional game last year. That was
it against the Dolphins?
No, it was against Chicago. So he threw for 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 picks in a win versus Chicago. He was okay in a loss to the Bills, but the New York Jets scored only 12 in that game. He threw 0 touchdowns, 2 picks in losses to both Minnesota and Seattle. And Barry also noted that he had the worst quarterback rating in the AFC last year. I think it was like 75.4. Third worst quarterback rating in the AFC last year. And from what we understand, you know, the Dolphins didn't want to throw a whole lot of money at backup quarterback, because they're throwing a whole lot of money at so many other positions. So it comes down to a numbers game. And I think Mike White is a South Florida kid who really wanted to be here and will probably be, just as long as he can actually get on the field and stay on the field, maybe an upgrade over Bridgewater. But then when you talk about an excellent starting quarterback who has injury concerns, you know, I don't know, you know, there's going to be a massive drop-off, I'll say that. If we do have to see White next year, there would be a massive drop-off between Tua and White.
Well, he has to go through a training camp, okay? He has to get into the Miami Dolphins organization and start working and see how he develops from there. You just never know. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but was there not a groundswell in New York to play Mike White?
Yeah,
over their number one draft pick, the quarterback who
Zach Wilson. Oh, he's
Zach
awful.
Wilson, who I have no idea what they're going to do with him. There was a groundswell. People liked his play. The numbers may not speak of that, but he played better than that number one draft pick. So now all he has to do is come down here, get a little bit more acclimated and comfortable to the Miami Dolphins system, and you see how he works out. Again, when it comes to the backup, the idea is we need you to hold the fort down, hoping that our starter is not going to be gone for an extended period of time, right? Mm-hmm. We don't, okay, Tua, you miss a game, all right. You miss another game, all right. But we don't need you missing 3 games in a row, 4 games in a row, 5 games in a row, the rest of the season. And you need your backup to come in there and be capable of keeping the ship going. So I'm sure that's why the Miami Dolphins, they're not finishing a free agency. They got to complete that running back position, that room. They got to solidify the offensive line. They got to shore up some things, but we like the direction so far, what they're going on. And hats off to the National Football League, right? Here it is. What is this? This is March. Season will not start until September. And here we are excited and talking about our football teams and us Dolphin fans. Okay, we're not the only ones excited. There are a lot of other teams making some moves. And the National Football League, I mean, no one does it better. The NBA doesn't, hockey doesn't, baseball doesn't. They have their little moments. But football, you could kind of talk about football moves all season long.
Well, and real quick, I want to talk about an awesome opportunity you guys have to do a bracket competition with us on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. For those of you watching this on YouTube, you can see this tweet I pulled up from our colleague Sean Rochester. If you're listening to this on the 3 Yards Per Carry audio feed, I'm going to read it to you just so you know. So we have a 5 Reasons Sports bracket competition through our partners at Better Edge. So just go to this URL, okay? Better Edge, and that's BETTOR, betteredge.com/5RSN-bracket, and you can enter $10 entry. You do a maximum of 3 brackets per person. The payouts, first place gets 50% of it. You know, and this is obviously the payout is based on how many people sign up. So first place gets 50% of it, second place gets 30%, and third place gets 20%. So if you're such a badass and you submit 3 brackets and you come in first, second, and third place, you're taking all the money if you're that good. So you can take a hundred. At least I think I'm right on that. That if you can do 3 brackets per person, you come in first, second, and third place, you're taking home all the cash, man.
And this is March Madness, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
The time to do it. I've got like, man, I cut down to like 3 or 4 bracket challenges. I used to do a bunch of them. I'm going to, of course, enter this one with our colleagues at 5 Reasons Sports at betteredge.com/5RSN-bracket. I'm going to enter this one. I'm going to do like another one. I don't know if they're doing the $1 billion thing this year. If I can find something like a sweepstakes where I could win a billion, I never win. Obviously, if I ever won $1 billion, I probably wouldn't be here right now. Maybe this is my year. So I'll enter one of those if they have it. And then there's one I've been doing with friends from high school for the past, you know, 20 something years. I'll probably do that one as well. But make sure you join the one with us at betteredge.com. Are you excited at all, Troy, for March Madness? I get into it, especially when Miami's good, and Miami's pretty good this year.
I mean, it's that time of year, right? So yeah. I'm into it. I haven't followed college basketball as much as I used to in the past, but March Madness is like, it's incredible. Like you see the joy of victory and the agony of defeat. So many games come down to the final play, some strategy mistake, or whatever the case may be. I mean, you could go through in your mind of the past, like, teams that just somehow failed and they missed it and they lost that opportunity, or vice versa. So it is totally like must-watch television, especially as further as far as they go along in the tournament. That's just a nice thing. So that being said, how far are your Canes going to go?
I think they can – I think they could maybe get back to the Elite Eight, but that's if Norchad Omier is healthy. One of their best players rolled his ankle the last game on Thursday or whatever that was. I think it was Thursday night against Duke in the ACC semifinal. No, it might have been Friday. I think it was Friday. So he's – we don't know exactly the status, but if he's good to go, I think the Canes can make a deep run. This is what happens, Troy. When we talk for 45 seconds about March Madness, people start to get upset. So let me bring it back to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah,
got to talk about the steal that the Dolphins got just to acquire him. Right, I mean, didn't have to trade a first round pick for this guy. Didn't have to trade one of your best players. And take advantage of the Rams situation, because you know they're in salary cap hell. They're trying to get out of it, and a lot of players want out, like Ramsey wanted out. So the Dolphins are able to get one of the best corners in the league for a third-round pick and a tight end who they never should have drafted in the first place with one career catch, Hunter Long. Not doing anything for these Miami Dolphins. Probably won't do anything for the Rams either. So they trade Hunter Long and a third-round draft pick for one of the best cover corners in the NFL. That's what you call a steal. That's great business.
And that's what you call the Rams doing a salary dump and restructuring their football team, right? So when they had their window of opportunity, they took advantage of it. They went out there. They brought in some veterans. They paid a lot of money to a lot of different players. And they won a Super Bowl. So you cannot be mad at that, right? The Miami Dolphins now are trying to take advantage of that. And I'm happy that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's not, you know, a 32-year-old guy they're bringing in here. 28 is still young. You mentioned 6 Pro Bowls before. Is he the press corner that he may have been when he was, you know, 22? Maybe not. But he still has the instincts. He's still healthy. He's not like Jones. He's not going to be on the sideline. Again, we cross our fingers, okay? And we say you got to stay healthy at different positions on our football team. And if we stay healthy, we got a good shot at being there at the end.
And the Dolphins got their bell cow defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, arguably the top guy in the business, and they're paying him top dollar.
Before.
Yeah. So you look at now, because last year, you know, I wasn't thrilled with what Josh Boyer did. Apparently, Mike McDaniel was not either thrilled with Boyer. That's why he let him go. But at the same time, you know, the Dolphins were basically playing with handcuffs in the defensive backfield last year, with Jones missing the year. Xavien Howard missed some time, and he was playing through injury a lot of times when he was out there. So assuming X gets healthy again and you can pair him with Jalen Ramsey, I mean, right there, now you've got the best defensive coordinator in the business, and you're going to have on paper probably the best cornerback duo in the league, or one of the best in the league. The possibilities for this defense, Troy, I think are endless.
Listen, his resume, Fangino, his resume is off the charts. The Miami Dolphins made him the highest paid defense coordinator in the National Football League. Shows their commitment to wanting to get this done. It's not only the players that they're bringing in, but the coaches that they're bringing in as well. And they're desperately trying to take care of this small opportunity, this window that they could go out there and win some things. So let's see how it all shakes out. Listen, there's another element here. The offseason kills somebody, not like literally kills someone. Their play drops. They're no longer that guy who's healthy all the time, that's able to play. So you hope that like X-Man and Ramsey aren't two of those guys who are going to be casualty of the offseason. It's like, wait a minute. Like 6 months ago, I was playing outstandingly, and now, you know, I could barely get on the football field. That's what the offseason does. It's a magical thing. It's something called aging. Like, you're just getting older. You can't go out there and do the same things that you used to do. So let's just hope that it all falls into place for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I think they're both still in their prime for another couple of years. Like, I like this message we get from Alfredo. And Alfredo, of course, part of the 3 Yards Per Carry podcast. They're nice enough to host our show on their audio feed. By every measure, Jalen Ramsey is still an elite player, voted by his peers the 9th best player in the NFL just a few months ago. And that's one of the reasons why.
He makes plays. He makes plays.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a term on defense, be around the football, get around the football. And whenever he's out there covering someone, playing defense, whatever design they have him in, scheme, he's going to be around the football. X-Man is, does he get beat? Absolutely, he gets beat at times because, believe it or not, there's some damn good guys on the other side of the football field that they're playing against.
But Stephon Diggs, yeah.
Xavier Howard is always showing up on the film. May not make every play. Ramsey is the same way. And that is contagious on a football team. And you just hope it filters down. I know that defensive front for the Miami Dolphins, I know they're excited to come back for another year and play. And the linebackers are going to try and step up it as well. And it's not like the Miami Dolphins are paying all of this attention just to the offensive side of the ball. They're trying a team thing here, okay? They're sitting there saying, let's put this entire thing together. Offensively, defensively, coaching staff, let's lock everything down. Listen, we just got to be thankful that we got an owner that got a big pocket. He spends a lot of money. And then they have smart people upstairs that makes those decisions and make the numbers work. So, you know, as a Dolphin fan, you cannot be upset looking at it saying, oh, man, why don't they spend some money or why don't they do? We do all of that. They're trying as best that they can. So let's hope that it all comes together.
Yeah, I mean, you pick your poison, right? Because sometimes you go up against a great team in the National Football League and you're like, okay, so they've got a really elite offense, but I think we can score on that defense, right? If the Miami Dolphins, if they can, and they still have a little work to do on the offensive line, and we'll see how everything shakes out at running back, but they have the opportunity to come out of this offseason as such a complete team where it's like, okay, not only is their offense going to make every game a track meet, right, when you've got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill both running routes and you have to decide which guy, you know, if you put an extra man on Hill, then Waddle's going to crush you and vice versa. Right. And then on defense, it's like good luck with what they're building at the line of scrimmage. And I know Bradley Chubb is going to be better under Vic Fangio because they have that familiarity with one another. And then what they're building in the defensive backfield, it's going to be a team without any real glaring weakness. And
so what are your thoughts in the backfield room? Like, I'm sitting there, you know, former running back, I always pay attention to that. I'm wondering what direction the Miami Dolphins going to go in. Like, is it Wilson? Is it Morshak? Which one are you going to keep? Or are you bringing both of them back?
You might bring
both of them back because I thought they worked well last year. I really did. You know, they got nicked up a little bit. Wilson did in particular, but they worked well. It was like, you know, smash and dash. You know, one guy could go out there and pound you a little bit. Other guy had big play potential at the drop of a dime. So it'd be very interesting to see what they do there at the running back position. And is that running back position getting back into that we got to go pay big money for a running back? I don't know. It's quite there yet. You know, there's a Derrick Henry out there. My buddies called me. It was funny. First of all, when Ramsey happened, you know, I was just out doing my stuff on a whatever, Friday, Saturday, whatever day it was, doing what I was doing. And all of a sudden, my phone is like blowing up. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I got family members calling me, my son calling me. I'm like, what is going on? And they didn't even like, like, hi, Dad. Hey, it's just Ramsey. I was like, what? I said, all right, let me go do my homework.
So, it's funny you say that, because sometimes the news cycle just churns so fast where I understand what you're saying, that if I'm like not watching ESPN or I'm not on Twitter for 45 minutes, like I'll take a 45 minute stretch where maybe I'm doing a show or I'm, right, you know, watching a TV show that has nothing to do with sports. And then all of a sudden the new, like my notifications start going off and I'm like, wait, when did this happen? Like Jalen Ramsey, you know, I was kind of in a similar boat. I think I was, you know, I was out somewhere with my son and then I started to see all the notifications, messages, and like Bleacher Report notification. I'm like, when? And I had a feeling it might happen because we knew the Dolphins were clearing cap space for something and we knew they had a need at corner. So I'm not shocked that they acquired Jalen Ramsey.
Like the same thing.
Like, you remember how shocking it was before last season when they acquired Tyreek Hill? That one really came out of nowhere. Like, that was like all of a sudden at 11 a.m. Schefter is tweeting, hey, the Dolphins and the Jets are talking with the Chiefs about Tyreek Hill. Like, where did that come from? And then an hour later, Tyreek's a Dolphin.
How the hell did the Dolphins get into that conversation, right? No one saw that coming. Having all of those pieces together, I go to maybe 2-3 off-season training camp practices. I think that's a must-go-to, a must-watch for the Miami Dolphins, to watch those wide receivers go up against those DBs. And I just wish that, like, all four of them talking about Waddle, Hill, Ramsey, X-Man, someone should go in there. I don't know how much money they need to offer them. They say, listen, we want you to wear a microphone the entire time in training camp when you're on the practice field. And if you mic'd up all four of those guys and the competitiveness that would take place between them, oh, that would be priceless, man, to hear them talk junk against each other, to hear them give tips to each other, like maybe you should do this, you're tipping that. Oh, it would be like amazing to put that together, to listen to that.
That's such a great point you bring up, because these look like the best position groups now on the team, the wide receivers and the corners, and they go directly up against one another in practice. Like, that's perfect. I gotta get those in, because you know they're gonna be, you know, trash talking each other in a friendly way, but you know it's gonna be happening a lot. It's gonna be great.
You know, there are days in training camp, and yeah, they don't work as hard as they used to work in the past, and I'm not knocking that. It's for the safety of the players in the game. But there are days in training camp that you just don't feel like being there. You don't feel like practicing. You know how hot it is down here in South Florida and August and September. You just don't want to be out there. And you got to do something to get yourself through that practice, and no better way to pump yourself up than talk a little trash. You know, I got you today. Let's make a little small bet right here. And I love that stuff.
Well, I know Troy talks a little trash when he gets those big wins at Prize Picks.
Absolutely.
I didn't have the best last couple of days, but I've won good money in the last couple of weeks. I usually, when the Miami Heat don't perform so well, it usually hurts my Prize Picks results a little bit. But let me tell you something. I prefer to win, but win or lose, Prize Picks is so much fun. So what you do is, you sign up at prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app. You use our code. They're going to ask you when you sign up, do you have a promo code? You do. Five. FIVE. Spell it out. That's the promo code. And if you type that in, they're going to match your first deposit up to $100. Beautiful. If you deposit $100, they're going to double your deposit. You deposit 50, they give you $50 in free play, 100, whatever it is, up to $100. They will double your first deposit. Prize Picks is so fun. It's so easy. It's easy to deposit. It's really easy to cash out. Fully legal in the state of Florida and in most of these great United States. So if you live in some like weird state, like if you live in Alaska, you may want to double check. I don't know. But if you live in Florida, you are 1,000% good to go. And when you make your selections, you simply select 2, 3, 4, 5 players. and predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And you can go cross sport with it. You can have like two basketball players, two hockey players, soccer players. Like you can mix and match those, which makes it even more fun when you're, you know, because you got like two screens and you're like, oh, I got an NHL game on one screen, an NBA on the other. I got the XFL on a TV. You know, there's so many different options and you're going to win real money back. The more selections you get correct, the more money you win back. So check it out. PrizePicks.com or the PrizePicks mobile app with our code FIVE. It truly is daily fantasy made easy. All right, well, Lakers all day. Tell me what he's saying, because he says Adam Schefter, or Scheffler, as he says, is on the phone right now on ESPN. So what is he talking about? Is he talking about Jalen Ramsey? Is he talking about Mike White or the Miami Dolphins making another move today? Do they have more in store? Are they bringing in Derrick Henry? Which, by the way, I don't think they should, because I think he would be too expensive at that position. But yeah, if the Dolphins are doing something, I'd love to know about it.
I pass on Derrick Henry also.
Yeah.
Actually, I bring back the two from last year. I really do.
Yeah.
I like the way they work together. They're familiar with the system. And I think they could get the job done. The key is you just got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah, which is, you know, I say that a lot. You say it a lot. It's true for every team in the league. I mean, we worry about it a little bit more just based on the Dolphins starting quarterback has, you know, it's an injury history. He hasn't gotten through a healthy season in past 5 years, including college. But you also see what he can do on the field when he is healthy, and he's still on that rookie deal, which means you can go out there last year and acquire Bradley Chubb, and you can acquire Jalen Ramsey this year, and you're able to do those salary cap gymnastics that Chris Greer and Brandon Shore and the whole staff there love to do so much. And this, I'll say it one more time, Troy, before we wrap it up.
Say it.
You can see the Miami Dolphins are showing you their intentions. Their intentions are to compete for a Super Bowl right now. That's the sort of team they are trying to build. I haven't seen this in a long time down here, and I'm loving every second of it.
There's no other way to approach it when you have the opportunity as an organization. You got to go for it. I understand organizations when we could take the Rams right now. The Rams are sitting there saying, all right, we got to retool this thing. We got to get things back in line. And the guys upstairs are saying, we can't afford this, or we can't carry this guy. Why carry this guy? We're not going to win anything this year. We're going to go out there and compete. But chances are, we're not going to be there at the end. But our goal and our eye is a year from now or 2 years from now. The Miami Dolphins, they're sitting there right now like, we can't blow this opportunity. We got to do whatever it takes. We got to go out there and we got to spend money. And we got to do best that we could do to keep everyone healthy, and they really can't control that. But if they stay healthy and all of these guys come together, it could be something special down here. Something special. It.
Well, make sure you guys support our awesome sponsors, prizepicks.com, betteredge.com, with our code 5RSN. And Troy Stratford, it is always a pleasure. We smile a little bit bigger when the Dolphins are making big moves. So I'm always happy to chat with you.
Always, when they win a game, when they make a big move, when something good around the Miami Dolphins, your Monday is better, your Tuesday is better, work is better, whatever.
Food is better, yeah.
Is better, right?
I love it. So make sure you guys check us out. And make sure if you're watching us on YouTube, you can hear the audio version of every Extra Yard episode on the 3 yards per carry feed. Can't thank Alf, Simon, and Chris enough for hosting our show on their feed. So check out 3 yards per carry. Check out the 5 Reasons Sports YouTube channel. That's where you can actually look at our beautiful faces. And we will talk to you guys next time on another episode of the Extra Yard, part of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. See ya.
Okay. Everybody be good.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.